This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin presided over military drills in Ukraine's neighbor Belarus on Saturday as shelling escalated in eastern Ukraine. The Russian military launched massive drills of its strategic nuclear forces. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that he does not believe Putin is seriously contemplating the use of nuclear weapons. Russia's defense ministry said the exercises involved a number of practice submarine launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles, with Putin and the president of Belarus looking on. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military accused rebels of two breakaway territories in eastern Ukraine, the self-proclaimed Donetsk and Luhansk republics, of carrying out a new wave of attacks on Saturday. Monitors for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or the OSCE, reported that there have been around 1,500 ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine over the past day. Reuters reported multiple explosions in the separatist-held Donetsk late on Saturday and early Sunday. Germany's Deutsche Welle news outlet reports that several top Ukrainian military officials survived a shelling attack while touring the front line in eastern Ukraine on Saturday. The officials fled to a bomb shelter and later left the area. Ukraine reported two of its soldiers were killed by separatist attacks on Saturday. The fatalities were the first in over a month. Four other servicemen were injured. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday he wants to convene a meeting of world powers to secure new security guarantees for his country, as the current global system in his thinking is no longer fit for the purpose. From Washington.